Hello, this is James Madouk speaking, and you're listening to the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. And in fact, we're talking about secret number 32 today. And we're going to be talking about something called an affiliate program. Now, one of the things that you might have noticed is that, well, let me step back a bit. One of the things that when I first started marketing online, I had my own product, so I didn't really know what an affiliate program is. Well, why is that? Well, there's a group of people online who are earning money, starting a small business, but they don't generally have their own product. And what they do is they become an affiliate, or in fact, what traditionally is called a reseller, for someone else who has a product. And what they do is they market this other person's product or service or information product. They market it online on their behalf. Now, there's some interesting things that happen for affiliates. And one of them is that they generally don't have to have any inventory. There's no cost of goods. It's basically a marketing exercise. And one of the things you might have noticed is that in most cases, and I can't even remember, we've got, 32 secrets here in this particular, which is another topic. But as far as affiliate marketing goes, I don't do any affiliate marketing of other people's programs. And that is a business decision that I made. And that's one that you're going to have to make as well. You know, do you have your own product, or do you want to market someone else's products, or do you want to do a combination of both? And the choice that I made was my own products. So you've got to make that kind of decision. But what I want to talk about affiliates today is not necessarily the fact that you have your own product. We'll do another separate session on that one. It's about traffic again. And why am I talking about traffic? Well, we talked about search engine traffic as being free. There's another kind of traffic that's free, but it takes a little bit of time to get working properly. And what am I referring to? Affiliate traffic. I'm referring to your own affiliate traffic. See, I have an affiliate program, and what I do is I give people the opportunity to sell my material, products, services, and information online. And basically, it's for people who don't have their own product or who want to complement their existing product with my information, my products, and my services. And I give them an opportunity to earn up to 50%. Now, why do I do that? Well, for one reason, it's because of traffic. Think about it. If I have my particular mailing list, or people, for example, that are listening to these 52 secrets, that's my list. There's thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of other marketers that have a list similar to mine. But I don't have the same people on their list. So if I can find some people who have a list that is interested in the same market that I'm going after, wouldn't it make sense for them to market my material if it complements theirs? Yeah, sure. So I started an affiliate program, and I give people the opportunity to earn revenue off of my products and services, and all they've got to do is send people to my sites. Now, why is this good for me? Well, because it's free traffic. I don't have to pay for that traffic. It's other than the fact that the payment I make is for additional sales. So it's a cost per sale, not a cost per click for traffic. It's a cost per sale traffic. And that's important to think. I only have to pay out for sales made in my affiliate program. So is it free traffic? Yeah, sure it is. Am I going to be able to convert everyone that comes to my site from my affiliates? No. But the only time I pay for them is if they make a sale. See, if you set up your pages properly and you market properly, what will happen is if you get traffic from your affiliates, your first choice is not to sell them the first time, but it's to get them to join your list. It's to capture the email address. Because then, once they're on your email list, what can you do? Absolutely. Build a sales conversation and market to them over time, just the same way that you're doing to your own existing list and customers. So is an affiliate program a powerful way or a powerful thing to do? Yeah, sure it is. It could be part of your business model if you don't have your own products, but I think more importantly, it's a great way to build your list and to leverage other people's traffic. Now, how do you do or have an affiliate program? Well, one of the things you can do is check out www.quickpaypro.com. That's actually the shopping cart software that I use that I'm not giving you the affiliate link for. You can actually go and visit them because you're one of my subscribers. And they have an affiliate program built right into the shopping cart software. So there's no hassle, no fuss, no muss for you. Just a simple way to engage more people, capture more email addresses, and have your products and services in front of more people. This is James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to Secret 32 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing.